Good Shepherd Sermon for Sunday, November 22nd, 2020, Pastor Paul Talbert.
Good Shepherd Lutheran Church and School is located in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, in the United States. Our mission is simple and bold. We seek to grow in faith and knowledge of our Savior Jesus. We want to make him known to others so that they too may share the joys that Jesus has won for them. Here's Pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Before I read this text, you need to know something about the congregation that originally was sent this letter. God saw that he had sent a teacher to them by the name of Paul, the apostle. Paul had instructed them and he had left. And then what happened is they got things really messed up. They had been blessed by God so much with so many gifts, and they were not using them for God's glory. They were using them to, and they were actually harming themselves and harming others. And so he wrote to them, to the Apostle Paul, and he instructed them. And one of the things he did is, as he's instructing these people who were not getting it right, and some were just stubborn and they didn't want to give it, thank you very much. Others were starting to start factions in the church, Paul against another preacher. So what happened? He talked to them about what's really, really important. In fact, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 is called the resurrection chapter. And that's what we're looking at today on this Christ the King Sunday, because he is the Lord of lords and the God of gods, the God of the living and the God of the dead. So from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, if corpses cannot be raised, then Christ was not raised, because he was indeed dead. And if Christ were not raised, then all you're doing is wandering about in the dark, as lost as ever. It's even worse for those who died hoping in Christ and the resurrection, because they're already in their graves. If all we get out of Christ is a little inspiration for a few short years, we're a pretty sorry lot. But the truth is that Christ has been raised up, the first in a long legacy of those who are going to leave the cemeteries. And there is a proper order in this. Death initially came by a man, and resurrection from death came by a man. Everybody dies in Adam. Everybody comes alive in Christ. But we have to wait our turn. Christ is first, then those with him at his coming, the grand consummation when, after crushing the opposition, he hands over his kingdom to God the Father. He won't let up until the last enemy is down, and the very last enemy is death. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. Is Jesus really alive? Really? And this matters. Why? Those are questions that are floating around in people's minds. If they haven't floated it through your mind yet, it's going to happen, because everything hinges on this. The entire Christian faith hinges on this, that Jesus Christ, crucified, has been raised from the dead again. So this was a problem that was attacking the faith of those who were in Corinth. So instead of ducking the issue, the Lord says to his apostle, write it out plain so they can see it. If the dead are not raised, if Christ has not been raised, faith is futile, you're still in your sins, you're perished, if our hope applies only to this life, it's worthless. That's the problem. The problem is that's the curse. And the curse goes back to when? It goes back to the Garden of Eden. Yeah, the time before the flood, where God said, do not do this one thing. That's how you can say thank you to me. Don't do one thing. Do not eat fruit from one tree on the planet. And they both were deceived by Satan. And they both, knowing what they were doing, defied God's word. and they brought death on themselves and shame and death to their kids and their grandkids and their great-grandkids. Only evil all the time. When God looked at them, that's what he saw. Only evil all the time. So that's the question. Is there a hope for us? Is he really alive like he said he is? How did he beat death? Well, that's a big curse. Then you look at it, it says, Christ has been raised from the dead. The first fruits, resurrection in Christ, made alive. Christ as the first fruits, and then Christ's people at his coming. So Jesus Christ reversed this curse. How did he do that? God chose to live among us as a real live human being born of the Virgin Mary. We just got through confessing that. Conceived and born. In fact, every year we celebrate the fact that God became flesh, Emmanuel, God with us. And as we're remembering that, it goes back to how in the world did he reverse the curse? He put himself underneath the same rules that we have. Don't have any other gods. Don't misuse my name. Remember to honor the Lord and his word. Honor those in authority over you. Take care of the gift of life. Take care of my gift of sex and marriage. Take care of your stuff that I give to you. Take care of your reputation. Take care of the reputation of others. And when he had taken care of every commandment and done everything perfectly for his 3 public years of ministry, he went to a cross and he carried Pastor Talberg's sins on him. The Bible says that all of our sins were nailed in his body to the tree. He didn't miss a single one. All of your sins, all the sins you just do in your mind that nobody knows that you do, all the sins you do that nobody sees you doing, all of those sins, God nailed in Jesus' body to the tree. That's how he reversed it. And then comes the end. He hands over what he's done away with, and every other ruler and every other authority and power, he reversed it completely. As a Lord of Lords living again, he has total authority over all things. The last words he said to us, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them. Notice what he does. He doesn't set up a political way to go out and conquer the world. This is way deeper than that. This is way more exciting than that. He says, I want people with you in heaven. And that's why you and I are still here. Because people need to know how to get to heaven. It's not by doing the good stuff. It's not by being a nice person. It's not by wearing a mask or not wearing a mask. It's not by keeping 6 feet distant or not keeping 6 feet different. That's not how you get to heaven. You get to heaven by trusting that Jesus did what he said he did, and he reversed the curse. He must reign until he's put all his enemies under his feet. Death is the last enemy to be done away with so that God may be all in all. That was the curse. Death. And he reversed that curse by dying. Is Jesus alive, really? And this matters why? Because you and I need to know that when we fail our God again and again, which we do every day, when we fail each other and sin against God by hurting one another, those are all sins. One sin would keep us out of heaven. And when you die, if you're watching online, you may or may not know this, but when you die, you go to one of two places. You either go to heaven to be forever with God and in peace and joy, unbelievable stuff, all good. or you are forever separated from him in a place called hell, where the Bible describes as darkness and pain and torture, a place that is designed to torture demons for all eternity. God doesn't want any person there. He doesn't want any person to die without trusting Jesus, because he wants people in heaven. He wants all people to be saved. Trust in him, because he reversed the curse. He was raised. And in Christ, we'll all be made alive. That's the thing. It's in Christ, nothing else. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. The last thing to be destroyed is death. So if you're on the last day and you're walking by a cemetery, it's going to be very noisy, because all the dead will be raised. And those who trusted in Jesus will be raised to live forever and ever, joining the countless saints before us and the angels in heaven. The best thing that's coming for us is we get to see Jesus face to face. Face to face. See our Savior. And if we ever had those moments of doubt, in heaven it's okay to go up to Jesus and touch his hand and look at the nail marks that he made for your sins. But on this side of heaven, we can't do that yet. And he knows it gets really, really hard to keep trusting him. So you know what he does? He takes this wonderful promise, the gospel of full and free forgiveness. And he takes those words and he connects it to the most bountiful stuff on the planet, water. And he says, you take my word and you connect it to water and you baptize people. And I promise I will be active there and take away their sins, adopt that person as my own. Wow. And then as we're going through life, it gets hard. We're going through a pandemic. We're going through death. We're going through, people are getting angry at each other for the oddest reasons. So what happens? God says, you're going to need strength along the way. I will connect my word to bread and wine and give you all of me. So you know, just like my disciples at the first time, you know your sins really have been forgiven. That's really good news. So the last enemy to be destroyed is death. The curse has been reversed, and you and I are now home free. Not quite. Until we're here, while we're here, until we get home to heaven, the Lord has things for us to do to give him glory. So in his name, let's continue to live and to work for him, because he really is alive, just like he said. And it does make all the difference in the world. No matter what, in Jesus' name, so let us live. Amen.